Pop Celestine, that's pretty rousing pace the boy set over there.
Yes, he really spent something at me that time.
What are you going to have to top it, huh?
Yeah, War Cloud.
Oh, yeah. War Cloud.
But we don't want no war, no. We just want to play War Cloud.
Okay, just the music.
And blow it off.
Let it go with War Cloud.
KRVS, Passport to Modern Jazz. You're listening to KRVS and Passport to Modern Jazz, and we just heard from John Abercrombie from Solo's Jazz Sessions. We heard the jazz standard, Alice in Wonderland by Sammy Fain and Bob Hilliard, and it takes a lot of listenings, really. John Abercrombie, very sophisticated jazz guitarist. Before that, Papa Celestine's Tuxedo Band from May of 1951. From the 1950s radio recordings of New Orleans WDSU's Dixieland Jam Bake. Of course, we heard War Cloud. Before that, The Color of Iris from Prism. Dave Holland, bass and leader, Craig Taborn on piano, Fender Rhodes, Kevin Eubanks guitar, and ever so lyrical on this composition style. It's something amazing out of Kevin Eubanks. Always kind of takes us sideways. We don't hear that fusion live guitar player. See him on when he was with Jay Leno in leading the band, and of course Eric Harlan on drums. And we started out with Soul Texture and the Friendship Song from 2009's Midnight Light. Dennis Paul Williams and the late, great Al Berard on mandolin. This is Passport to Modern Jazz. Next up, James Farm, Two Steps, composition by Matt Penman from City Folk, Joshua Redman, Aaron Parks, and Eric Harlan. You're listening to KRVS, Passport to Modern Jazz.
Thank you.
Count Basie, Silks and Satins. Before that, Away, Anuradha, and the Métis Nepal by Christian Atunde Ajua, Christian Scott, New Orleans. Christian Scott on trumpet, Matthew Stevens, and leader, Matthew Stevens guitar, Lawrence Fields piano, Chris Foon on bass, and Jameer Williams on drums. And on this track, Corey King, guest on trombone. Before that, Dave Douglas from Law of Historical Memory, Time Travel, with John Irabagan, tenor saxophone. Amazingly, he usually plays alto. Matt Mitchell, piano, Linda O on bass, and Rudy Royston on drums. A little bit of jazz history with the Basie. 1958, we heard The Atomic, Mr. Basie. It was originally called Basie and also known as E equal MC squared. It was re-released as The Complete Atomic Basie in 1994. And Silks and Satins is a bonus track composed by Jimmy Monday, and also Sonny Rollins shares with him. But the track is arranged by Monday. And this is this album is a Neil Hefti arranged and composed album. He's also a trumpet player, too, on the album. But except for two tracks, arranged by Monday. So who is Jimmy Monday? And born in 1907 and from Cincinnati. From 1932 to 1935, Monday worked as saxophonist and arranger and selling some arrangements to other bands as well with Earl Hines in Chicago. From 1935 until 1938, Monday became one of Benny Goodman's principal staff arrangers, joining Spud Murphy and Fletcher Henderson, who were already in Goodman's employ. While in the Goodman's band's book of dance arrangements had hitherto been primarily written by Murphy with its distinct swinging jazz arrangements, contributed by Henderson. From the moment he was hired, it was Monday who Goodman relied upon to create many of the band's up-tempo, flag-waving musical numbers that in time became some of Goodman's most popular numbers. Monday's list of killer dealers, as they became known as in popular music journals, include 1936 revised version of Bugle Call Rag, Jam Session, an original composition by Monday, and the band's 1937 adaptation of Cole Porter's Riding High. His seminal 1937 arrangement of Sing, 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 who in many respects defined the Goodman Band's position in jazz as the band's dominance and the swing era. While when Goodman drummer Gene Krupa left in 1938, Monday left shortly after as well in order to write for Krupa's new outfit, although he continued to contribute scores to Goodman on a freelance basis. He was a freelance arranger, like a lot of these arrangers. He briefly led his own band in 39 and throughout the 40s. Monday supplied a significant number of original compositions and arrangements to Count Basie, 40 through 47, Artie Shaw, 44 through 45, Dizzy Gillespie, 1949, Harry James, Charlie Spivak, Paul Wyman, Illinois Jacquet, Sonny Stitt, and many others. He wrote the score to the 1955 Broadway musical The Vamp, which starred Carol Channing. In 1957 musical Living the Life, and a 2000 dance review, Come Fly Away, also used some of his music. In 59, Mundy, moved to Paris, where he was musical director for Barclay Records. He returned to the U.S. in the 60s and continued with his active career as a writer into the 1970s. And this whole history right here was started by wiki user Deisman. He's an award-winning discographer at Wikipedia. And next up, Charlie Hayden Quartet, 2002, American Dreams. We'll hear the title cut with some, there's some really good players. Michael Brecker, tenor saxophone, Brad Meldow, piano, and Brian Blade from Shreveport, Louisiana on drums, and a 34-piece orchestra. This is the Passport to Modern Jazz.
This is Raoul Bro. Share one of America's richest musical traditions with me every Friday morning on the Blues Box. From the early Delta Masters to the latest in cutting-edge blues virtuosity. The Blues Box. Friday mornings at 9 a.m. here on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles.
You know it's dark and cloudy. It looks like it's gonna rain. My baby left me this evening on that southbound train.
Enjoy Zydeco Blues and Old School R&B on the Zydeco Stomp, Saturdays from noon to 3, only on KRVS, 88.7 FM, and online at krvs.org.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, streaming online at krvs.org.